I suppose really, Gary, the first thing is, have you calmed down a bit?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Yeah, I think the easiest thing always, Tom, is to react hastily after the game. And I think a lot of things I said, you know, there was a lot of truth in that. And some of it was reactionary from the game. I watched the game back and two really moments of madness in a way, which can happen in any game. You know, you look at us last season away at Derby when we're 2-0 down with 2 minutes to go. So, and we're celebrating jumping onto the pitch. So in some ways, you've got to accept it when it happens. It's just the way it happened and the state of our season and how much a comfortable win would have just given us a little bit of a boost into the last three games, you know. So as it is, we take it on the chin. It's a point, a disappointing point, but a point nonetheless. And we go again. But I think, yeah, you always have to try and reflect and I don't stay angry for too long.
A lot of times this season, you've reminded us to always think about where the team have come from. And that, your attitude after the game summed up how the standards have changed and the expectation from you and your coaching staff have changed towards the players. A draw and people are devastated.
Yeah, I think so. And I think people also have to understand that, you know, we are trying to do everything. We're desperate for success for this club. And we're desperate to not let the season sort of peter out. And that's just a desire. I think that's just a desire to want to win games of football. You can argue that that's maybe why we haven't put as many youngsters in the last few games, because I just want to win as many games of football as we can. And if you can tell me that's a bad habit to be in, then we'll have an argument about it, you know. But that's all we want to do. So I think that's part of my disappointment. My question is always, you know, and I know you can't reflect, the players can't always reflect who you are as a manager, but you know, I always want my team to be desperate as well. And to show a real desire, even if there's not that much at stake in some of the games, you know, to show their winners. And I think once or twice, and that's all I'll say, once or twice, when the chips have been down, we've perhaps not shown that level. But again, you know, I have to, as a manager, I have to always reflect on what's happened. And I still believe that, you know, regardless of what's happened in the last 19 months, last two, last three, last 4 years at this club, for us this season to have not been out the top 10 yet, how many teams in this division can say that after 43 games? You know, I know there's a lot of teams that cannot say that. So I have to be pleased with that. And regardless of what happens here on in, I still think there's been a lot of stability this season. We've showed that we can get close. Like I said before, my job now is to see how I can bridge that gap.
It is important, though, for players to mirror their manager, really. I mean, that's generally how it works.
Well, of course it does. Yeah, of course it does. Listen, I mean, we play a style of football that is me. You know, whether that's pragmatic, whether that's defensively strong, whether that's tough, whether that's hard working, they're all the traits that I like to see in players. Of course, we want to see them at times play with more quality. Of course, we want to see a little bit more skill at times, but sometimes, you know, you reflect what you want to see on a football pitch, and I want to see all those elements. And I don't think you can get promotion without those elements in the team. I think the best teams have a bit of everything. And I think, you know, it's just us trying to find those little bits extra that perhaps we're missing at the moment. But, you know what, I still maintain they're a really honest group. I think to still at 43 games be disappointed with one or two things and still be questioning one or two things shows how much desire we've got to try and improve. And we know we've got a lot of improving to do.
Has there ever been a team that's won anything, leagues or anything else, from Barcelona through, that don't work hard, aren't organised, don't have all that defensive awareness? The only difference is, of course, they have the top quality to add to that.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, you know, the case in point for us was last weekend against Burnley, and we get all the stats afterwards. And the one thing Burnley do, and I don't think in that game, they didn't outrun us as a team, certainly. It was very, very similar. But individually, you know, they've got a few in there that can just, you know, I think one of their players ran almost a third more distance than any of our players. And I think that, to me, just shows the next step. You know, just that maybe that athletic ability, maybe just a little bit more quality, which, of course, listen, a lot of those players have played in the Premier League and are Premier League players. So we have to accept that. You know, some of our players have playing at the highest standard that they've played at, you know, and doing really, really well at times. So we've got to be aspirational to try and do that. But certainly hard work, energy, commitment are all the hallmarks of any good team, as you say, that wins things. and we've just got to add some of those missing little pieces of the jigsaw.
This is a, might be a tough question. Are your team playing at their maximum? Is there any more to get out of them, or are they at their absolute peak?
I don't know. We've had this conversation before, in as much as that I don't think as a manager I can ever say they're at their absolute peak, because that's me then chucking the blame at them and saying we can't do any more. What I think we have done this season, I think we've maximised the resources we have available in terms of the players. I think we've just fell short, and I say just fell short. You know, I can go back to lots of moments. You know, I can go back to a Michael Morrison chance against Middlesbrough in the dying minutes that could win a game. I can go back to John Terrell's chance against Wolves that can win the game. Clayton's against Fulham, which can win the game. You know, lots of big moments that could have turned these sort of disappointing end, if you like, into a much, much closer thing. So I don't think we're, like I said, I don't think we're that far away. But I think they have certainly achieved quite a lot without really achieving anything in terms of, you know, getting into the playoffs. But I think some of the players have had really strong seasons. And I think, once again, it's up to us to reflect when it comes down to the summer. And to do that, you know, it feels a little bit like, I mean, I've got the marathon Sunday, haven't I? So it feels a little bit like a marathon at the minute. You know, we've started out really well. You know, get a bit of consistency in the middle, and died a death about mile 20, Tom. So I'm really hoping that doesn't happen to me on Sunday.
I saw how you were after the game, and you let the players know how you felt about their performance. But the important thing is, of course, it's them that cross the white line. How do you think they're going to respond?
Yeah, I think they'll respond how they always do. I think we'll get a response. I think we'll be competitive till the end of the season. I think it's going to be a tough ask to do what we did last season. And in some ways, last season, by winning the last three games, might just have... People said at the time, you know, listen, you've exceeded expectation. You've now raised expectation, and people finished last season thinking we should get promoted, which I think was a pretty lofty ambition, because I still think most bookies had us down as favourites to go down, or certainly very, very short odds to go down. So I think for us, we've got to be reflective always. We've got to try to finish the season competitively and strong. I'd still like, in an ideal world, I know, listen, I'm not the most experimental coach in terms of, I don't like a lot of change. I don't like just to throw people in. You know, some people will say, you know, listen, get the kids in. That's fine. But, you know, if I get the kids in and we end up getting spanked by a team, is that really going to help? They have to be ready, and I have to feel like they're ready. So I still believe we need to get one or two involved if possible. But again, that's something that I've got to sort out in my own head. But we want to finish well. But ultimately, I don't think whatever happens, I don't think you can take away the fact that, you know, we've consistently looked very, very stable this season and given ourselves something to build on.
What do you expect from the Yorkshire outfit?
Yeah, well, I have to say, I mean, we played them at home earlier in the season. Obviously, they started very well in that game, scoring very early, which helped. But I thought they were excellent. I think they were one of the best teams to come to St Andrews in terms of their performance on that day. And I have to say, I felt at that point they would really, really kick on strongly. I don't think that's quite happened for them. They've been very inconsistent as well. And I think that David, I'm sure, will have learnt an awful lot from his team this season and what he needs for next season as well. You know, similar boat. You know, you can't always win every game, and you have to sometimes accept what you need to do for the next year. But they'll be strong. I think they've been pretty strong at home, and they'll have plenty of energy. And we'll have to make sure that we play well, and we play well for 90 minutes, you know, because again, it's no good playing well in vast spells of the game and ruining it on a sort of 5 minute moments of madness.
Finally, injuries and changes, do you foresee making a few?
Well, Vorney's not going to be available for the game, so that's, Vorney won't be in the squad, because it's
so with him.
Well, because it's Huddersfield.
Oh, of course, it's his team.
Club. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I think Michael, it's going to be touch and go whether we can get him ready. We're waiting for the scan results to come back. We don't know if it's fractured yet. If it's fractured, he'll miss probably the rest of the season. If it's not, then it's going to be dependent on how much vision he can get back before the weekend. So we'll have to look at that one. John Terrell looks like it's probably going to be season over, but again, we'll see. But I think more or less everyone's pretty much okay.